Shoshana Jacob, Zahala Mishamecha, Mirotam Yachad, Kolet Mordechai, Shoshana Jacob. Purim Sameach, and there are a few things that I want to flag up today about the Seder HaTfilah on Purim, both in terms of what we include and also in terms of what we miss out. So a key inclusion for the Tfilot today is Va'al HaNisim in the Bracha of Modim of the Amidah, and also in the second Bracha of Birkat HaMazon. The Shulchan Aruch in Taf Reish Tzadik Gimel Se'if Bet says that if it's missed out, then you don't have to go back and repeat it. Why not? The reason is because Purim is a Darabanan rather than a D'oraita. The Magen Avraham in Taf Reish Tzadik Hei Sif Katan Aleph, he quotes the Shla, who holds that if you miss it out in Birkat HaMazon, then you do have to repeat. Why? Because he says there's a chovah to eat a suda on Purim, as opposed to, say, Rosh Chodesh, when you don't have to repeat if you were to miss out Yalev Yavor, because there's no chovah to eat a suda on Rosh Chodesh. The Magen Avraham, he challenges this from two perspectives. Number one, he thinks that it's strange that we should say Birkat HaMazon is more strict in this regard than Tefillah. And secondly, as we discussed a few days ago, he thinks that even though obviously you have to have a suda on Purim, you don't need to eat bread. So therefore, missing out on Anisim is no worse than if you hadn't eaten bread. So his conclusion is that even if you do follow the Shla on this, then certainly you wouldn't repeat benching if you missed the Al-Hanisim at the second meal of the day, because there's definitely no chiyuv to eat more than one meal on Purim. And the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Tet Vav, he seems to concur, but neither of them really quite clear about whether to follow the Shla at all, and even at the first meal, if you were to miss out Baal HaNisim, whether you should repeat. I think the answer is that we don't. Obviously, we don't say Tachanun on Purim, as it's a festive occasion, and that appears in the Shulchan Aruch in Tafresh Tzadik Gimel Seif Gimel, but the Tor actually quotes Rav Amram Gaon, who says that Minhag in the two yeshivot, Suram Pumpedita, was that Tachanun was said on Purim as a tefillah, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu should save Am Yisrael from all oppression today, as he did in the days of Mordechai and Esther. But I don't think anybody seems very keen on being choshesh to this shita in any form, and I don't think anybody, even the most grumpy of people, say Tachanun on Purim. The leining for today is Vayavo Amalek, which is at the end of Parashat B'Shalach. And the issue raised by this parasha is that there are only 9 psukim, and the Gemara in Masechet Megillah, Daf Kaf Aleph Amud Bet, says that we never lain less than 10 psukim. So Tosfot addresses the problem and says that since the whole topic is finished in less than 10 psukim, it's okay. And that's how the Rama rules in Seif Dalet. But the Mechaber argues, and he says that the final pasuk should be read twice, which is the minhag of the Sfardim. Another point for discussion is the question of Hallel on Purim. The Gemara on Daf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph points out that Purim's a festive occasion and celebrates the survival of Am Yisrael. So why don't we say Hallel? Rav Nachman's answer is that Kriyata Zu Halena, meaning that the reading of Megillah is a form of Hallel in its own right. And Rava's answer is, how can we sing that Hallelu Avdei Hashem when Akate Avdei Achashverosh Anan, that we're still slaves of Achashverosh and we're not yet exclusively slaves of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So a nafkamina between these two answers is in a case where a person hasn't got a Megillah on Purim for whatever reason. According to Rav Nachman's answer, then perhaps one should say Hallel, not as a substitute for reading the Megillah, but for the Hallel, which would have been incorporated into the Kriyat HaMegillah. And this is the view of the Meiri. The Shari Tshuva in Siman Tafresh Tzadik Gimel Seif Katan Bet discusses this and comes to the conclusion to say Hallel if you haven't got a Megillah, but without a Bracha. And on the topic of Kriyat Azu Halela, Rav Soloveitchik in Harei Kedem, Simon Kuf Tzadik Bet, he says that this explains the minhag of the Tzibor reading the 4 psukim of Geula out loud. Because he says that one of the characteristics of Hallel is that parts of it are read responsively. And if the Megillah is supposed to fulfill the requirements of Hallel, then parts of it need to be read responsively. And finally, what about davening in fancy dress on Purim? The halacha in Simon Tzadik Chet is that you have to be appropriately dressed for davening. And Rav Vosna has a tshuva on this topic in Shevet HaLevi, Chelek Yud Simon Yud Chet, where he responds that a litvak can wear a shtraimel for davening on Purim, even though that's not what he would usually do. Rav Yitzchak Yosef in Yalkut Yosef, Simon
tough Reish Tzadik Hay. He says that you can daven in fancy dress because that's how you're happy to appear in public on Purim. But if it's a ridiculous costume, he says, then it's better not to, unless you would miss tefillah b'tzibur if you went home to change. So to daven dressed up, say, as the Kohen Gadol, or a policeman, or as a chef would be all right. A clown, I think, would be a bit of a shyla. And to daven dressed up as a banana, well, I think that would be totally bananas. Ad kan.